From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan, a spokesman for the opposition Northern Alliance says there has been new fighting southwest of Mazar-e-Sharif, a city held by Taliban forces. The alliance says U.S. airstrikes have pounded Taliban targets there for the past 3 days. Meanwhile, near another front, this one north of the capital, Kabul, alliance leaders have attended an unprecedented military exercise. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Jabal Suraj, Afghanistan.
A green, white, and black flag whips violently in the wind as a small sandstorm tears across the Shamali Plain. It's one of the many Northern Alliance flags mounted on dozens of tanks and armored vehicles. They're all parked in rows on a dusty hill 30 miles north of Kabul. In front, more than 2,000 bearded men in green camouflage stand in tight formation for what may be the biggest military parade in Northern Alliance history. Some of the soldiers hold portraits of the late Alliance Defense Minister Ahmed Shah Massoud. Northern Afghanistan is still mourning its military commander, who was assassinated by suicide bombers just days before the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Soon, the two top men of the Northern Alliance arrive. They are General Fahim, Massoud's successor as defense minister, and President Burhanuddin Rabbani. After reviewing the troops, they mount a platform, and an officer in fatigues opens the ceremony with a Muslim prayer. One by one, commanders step up to the stage to speak into the microphone. Chief among them is President Rabbani, who denounces the Taliban as terrorists and adds, "If we don't destroy them, nobody else will." The troops respond to the patriotic cheers with the cry, "Allahu Akbar, God is great." As if on cue, a U.S. airstrike sends up a plume of smoke from a Taliban-controlled ridge 15 miles away. It's the first of four U.S. air attacks to strike in full view of the demonstration. Then a half dozen soldiers carrying Kalashnikov rifles sing a simple anthem before the crowd. "We are soldiers," they sing. "We will go to the front line and die for Allah." The grand finale is a mock attack. With little warning, tank cannons and jeeps equipped with rocket launchers all open fire on the nearest mountain. Troops watching the exercises cheer as 20 infantry soldiers begin to crawl up the hill, even as live tank rounds explode into the rocks several yards away. By noon, the show's over, but it's had the intended effect. Locals walking away from the parade ground say that if the alliance launched a ground attack today, the Taliban wouldn't stand a chance. The big question is, when will the Northern Alliance make its move? The only real ground fighting of late has been in northwestern Afghanistan, around the Taliban-controlled city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Neither side seems to have taken the upper hand there. Today's display took place within sight of the Taliban front line north of Kabul. That line hasn't moved significantly in 2 years. And the presentation of what looks like a trained, professional Northern Alliance army may be deceiving. In fact, the majority of these soldiers didn't even have uniforms 2 months ago. Most alliance fighters look more like a man named Baba John. Dressed in a civilian shirt and cloak, he stands watching from the sidelines with a gun casually slung over his shoulder. Pointing at the assembled soldiers, he says, "Those uniforms are just for show. There weren't enough uniforms for the rest of us." Ivan Watson, NPR News, Jabal Suraj, Afghanistan.